Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on a Monday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle followed by another NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1240-404-726-0929. Great calls in the 11 o'clock hour talking Falcons and obviously reacting to yesterday, but probably bigger picture of the last four and the season at large and all that. At whatever direction you want to take it at 1240 Falcons-wise, we will do that.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know, a couple iconic people passed away. Obviously, Lenny Wilkins, we understand what he meant to the game of basketball, this city, and obviously where you're from up there in Seattle.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. He's got like similarly incredible legacies in both cities.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes.
And was traded from here to there.
Right.
And went there and continued to do great things. He was the coach when they won the championship in 79. They just built a statue for Lenny Wilkins like earlier this year.
Right.
So that's cool that that got done and he could see it and all that. But yeah, just you know, one of the icons in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, man. And also Paul Tagliabue passed away. And you know what he did for the NFL. He took it to he took and ran with it and gave damn Roger. He just here now. Don't mess it up, Roger.
Here's the blueprint.
Don't mess it up, Roger. Only and he was like, the funniest thing about him was, this is the thing that I remember about him, such a nice man. And when I got a chance to meet him, because he would always come to every training camp around the league. One time he came to St. Louis. Got a chance. And I'm saying Miami. Just a nice man. Just a nice man. And obviously he's a big, like I said, he was at the forefront of these big TV deals that the NFL started getting and things like that. And then obviously he gave it over to Roger. It was crazy. I went downstairs to look for a Tagliabue ball because the commissioner's on all the
balls. Oh, right. The signature is on the ball.
Yeah. So I was like, there it is right there.
There you go.
Yeah, man. But rest in peace to both of those iconic gentlemen.
Yeah. And again, the personality, the friendliness, same thing everybody says about Lenny Wilkins.
Yes.
I didn't ever really get to know him, but I interacted with him a number of times because he was doing a lot of stuff around the Sonics leaving at the time at the radio station. Just the nicest guy you're ever going to meet. So, yeah, man, two icons over the weekend passing away. Rest in peace to them. Shout out to Outkast for going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Dude.
Great ceremony. Andre showed up, which
he did. He was there.
Great.
He was there.
Said some great stuff too, like obviously great speeches. But yeah, just a cool celebration.
I didn't get a chance to watch it because I completely forgot it, but I watched it on YouTube, and so I was like, oh, these dudes, man. And these dudes
still so cool.
Yeah, man.
So damn
cool.
Just
don't think they're Just everybody loves them.
Yep, everybody loves.
Everybody loves freaking Outkast, man. Yep. And I love South guys. I'm just saying.
Yep. And Big Boy's up there getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with a Falcons sweatshirt on.
Yes, that's how much he loves it.
And then the damn Falcons go out and do that to him in Germany. God.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Let's get to an NFL.
Oh, well.
All right. Back into what happened on Sunday. We'll start early. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons' struggles on third down.
It was two conversions on third downs, and they had the two. And that's why they won. The two conversions they got and the two we didn't. The guys went out and fought hard, but we got to find a way to get the win.
Yep.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean,
it was all a part of it.
They had a graphic in the in the, I think it was early in the fourth quarter, the teams were combined 0 of 18 or something like that on third down. It had never gone that deep into an NFL game before where neither team had converted a third down.
Yep.
And then the Colts did twice.
That's all we need.
When they needed it. Yep. And the Falcons didn't when they needed it. And that Raheem's, he's on it on that one. I mean, that's pretty much the difference.
Yeah,
was they made a couple plays when they needed to and the Falcons didn't.
It's a difference in the last 2 weeks for this football team. If they convert multiple first downs, I mean, third downs, they probably went both of these games, but they played well enough to win these games. You say well enough when you're going 0-for on third down, but you did. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the sacks. You got the turnovers. You won the turnover battle. You were perfect in the red zone. When you needed touchdowns, you scored touchdowns.
Yeah, you were up 25-22 with under 2 minutes left.
Yes.
I mean, you went down and took the lead.
Like,
I mean,
big boy drive.
Yeah.
Big boy drive to go take the lead.
Yeah.
And then right on damn cue, because it's – Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what was going to happen, right?
Yep. He knew that he was going to kick the ball. Yep. He knew that he was going to get out.
Yep.
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 Woo!
There it is.
Yeah, man.
There you have it. Anyway, phone lines will be open in a half an hour, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into it. The problem is, like, you know, there just isn't that much new to say.
No, it isn't.
It's the same stuff every single week.
And that's
week.
Why you try to find a positive in it, because we know what the negative is. Positive, we just mentioned all the positive. Kicker looked good yesterday. You know, Michael's just young right now. And it's something that I know me and you said it together. It's going to be growing pains. Yesterday's throws were growing pain throws. Like, God, just ew. But then there's plays where you're like, damn, that touchdown throw to freaking Drake.
What touch.
What a freaking toss.
What a throw.
You know, I mean, it was just, but they just got to be more consistent. You know, you can't miss 16 passes in a damn NFL game.
Can't go and 12 of 28.
And yet you still almost won the game if you find a way to cover a damn kick. And you find a way not to let Daniel Jones, that couldn't do nothing all game. He had a nice throw, nice touchdown pass, beautiful throw. But he really didn't do that all week between that throw, touchdown, but down the throw to Tyler Warren.
Yes.
Hat off.
It was a very good throw.
Hat off.
That was that a third down?
Yes. No, it was second.
That was overtime, though,
yes.
Right? Move it down the field. And
yes.
All they needed at that point was a field goal, but why? Just hand it to Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Let him run.
Yep.
Couldn't stop him.
Yep.
And they always say he didn't get stronger. The defense just got exhausted because they were on the field for, they were on the field for 40 minutes.
Yep.
And I realize part of that is because of overtime, but it's a long time to be on the field, man.
Yep. Especially when you're on the field because you're you can't convert, and then you're running the football.
32 carries for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns, that's high school numbers.
That's like
– that's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't see NFL guys do that.
No.
32 carries, 7.6 per?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I realize 83-yard carry helps – boost those numbers up a little bit.
I wish I could find this stat.
Take that away. You still had 106.
And I saw this stat this weekend about Travis Henry. I mean, not Travis Henry, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That, like, he has how many ever rushing yards he has in his career so far? He had it in 4 years in high school.
Right.
Yeah, because this dude was, like, rushing for, like, 3,000 yards in high school.
Well, because he looked the same.
Yeah.
Like every level is like, well, all right, well, now he's going to the SEC.
Yeah.
He's still bigger and faster.
He's still bigger than everybody.
All right, well, now he's going to the NFL. Because, like, that guy there kind of looked like the guy in high school.
Yes.
Can you imagine, like, me trying to tackle Derrick Henry? Because some of the linebackers he's playing against probably look like me.
Right.
Like, good luck, man. He was probably nice about it, though, you know?
Yeah, I'll give you a light stiff arm.
You know what? I'm not even going to stiff arm you.
Yeah.
We all know it's
Hey, you
about
come
that.
Tackle me.
Come on.
Come tackle me.
All right. The Bears won again.
Yeah, man.
They keep finding ways. I know it's 6 out of their last 7. A lot of them are razor thin, but you know what? I'll take it.
It don't matter, man.
They're 6-3.
They're looking like the damn Washington Commanders of last year.
They are.
They're finding ways. The young quarterback continues to get better and better, man. He had a really good game yesterday, despite them playing horrible around him, drops and everything like that. But when he was outside the pocket, he was making things happen. And freaking Jackson, this is 4 times to do that concussion.
4 concussions. I think he started 6 games.
Yeah, and they're running him. They're running the hell out of him because there's nothing else for them to do. But this dude ain't going to make it a long time. Brian Daboll, he's out of there. He's out of there. But another thing, because I think he's a very good offensive coach. I think he's a damn good head coach, too. Just the damn Giants. But at least they win Super Bowls every 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's just certain franchises where it's like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens to you. The craziest result of the day was the Dolphins beating the Bills 30-13.
They beat the absolute – you know what out of there.
Yeah, they did. They were up 16-0 at halftime. They were getting whatever they wanted in the run game. And that's been the Bills' Achilles heel for sure. They're not great at stopping the run. Achane goes 175, two touchdowns. Tua played pretty good. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're 3-7. They fired their general manager. Their season's cooked. But that's a really nice performance from the Dolphins. And is that two out of their last three?
That's two in a row.
No, they lost the Thursday night game.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, they lost to the Ravens on Thursday night. Yep. But they beat the Falcons and scored 34. Yep. And they beat the Bills,
man,
and scored 30.
Good for them, man. Good for them. The Bills, I don't know what to tell you about them. They can't play. They got to find somebody else to make some plays, man. Because, I mean, Josh can't do it all by himself. They need to run the ball a little bit more with Cookie. But, yeah, they can't. I mean, even with Oliver in there, they couldn't stop the run. And now he's gone. They're just going to have some issues. They're going to have some issues. You saw they tried to trade for Quinnen Williams? Like, yeah, I'm going to really trade Quinnen Williams to the damn Bills. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm really going to trade him to you to make you better, and we have to play him for the next 5 years.
But that would have helped, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sure would have made them better.
Damn sure would have. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trade my best defender.
Well, good for the Jets for at least not doing that, right? They traded Sauce Gardner to another AFC.
Good for the Jets.
He almost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he played defense.
Good thing, yeah.
That's why he plays defense.
That was oof.
Yeah, that's why he played defense.
He read that pass.
Shout out to the Jets, man, too. They got another win. Another game ball. Beat the beat up on the Cleveland Browns, who are just awful. Just Field.
He threw for 54 yards.
Awful.
And they won.
Yep. A touchdown and an interception, and they won. So, yeah. Let you know how, you know, that emotional.
Who's the most mad that he still plays for the Jets? Breece Hall?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I still play for this
team.
Hell
yeah, dog. You saw at the trade deadline all the damn sub-tweeting and stuff he was doing leading up to the deadline. He wanted to get out of there so bad.
When I read the Chiefs tried pretty hard to get him.
Yes, I'm surprised that they didn't get him.
That would have been...
That would have been perfect.
That would have been helpful.
That would have been perfect for them. But yeah, they're an awful football team. But yeah, they're no worse than the damn Cleveland Browns, who, let me see, Myles Garrett had another sack.
Mm-hmm. Percy did.
two more tackles for loss. Mm-hmm. Dylan Gabriel and Kevin Stefanski has come out and said that he's going to continue to start.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We threw a couple touchdowns.
Good.
Still not that good, though.
No, I mean, he's not.
He's a backup guy.
Yep.
Oh, I got the runny nose over here.
You're allergic to talking about the Browns.
That could be it, too, dog.
No, nobody blames you. Hey, that's why we never do it. We don't talk about the Browns quarterback.
Yeah,
you're allergic to it, which you should be.
That's what they hey, guys, this Thursday at Dukes and Bell, we'll have a special broadcast for you, brought to you by Middle Light, from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta, while they get you ready for Thursday night football, while enjoying Miller Lite specials. That's Dukes and Bell this Thursday, 2 to 6, from Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta.
Sounds fun. Oh, you and me are going to be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Friday.
Get out!
Hell yeah.
They let us out 2 weeks in a row?
That's right. That was fun on Friday at Bears Best.
Hell yeah, it was.
That was a good place to do a broadcast from. All right, we'll come back. NFL No Huddle Part 2. We'll get back into all of the other games from yesterday. Seahawks are up 38-7 at halftime.
Dude.
Two defensive touchdowns in the first half.
They're good.
Pretty good football team. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. We'll get the phone lines open. Get back into talking about the Falcons game from yesterday in Germany in about 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. It looked like everybody had a great, like all the pictures, Mike Bell, everybody that was over there. It looked like an awesome
time. A lot of fun. They had a really good time. Great crowd. Got a chance to see a lot of the pregame videos and everything. I saw a gal, Wendy, was in a video.
Wendy Adams?
Yeah, Wendy was in something. Like
in
swag
Germany?
Surfing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she swag. They caught her on TV.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't see that.
I saw her. She posted it. Oh, look at Wendy.
Swag surfing in Germany.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, dude. It seemed like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Got one more overseas game. I think it's in Barcelona. I think it's the Dolphins and.
Ooh. That'd be fun, too.
In Madrid? I'm sorry. Dolphins.
Also fun.
Yeah, very fun.
I would do that.
That's
I've actually been to Madrid.
I know.
It's one of the few places I can be like, oh, I've been there.
The Commanders. Okay. Ew.
Madrid's a fun time.
Ew. Commanders and Dolphins. Ew.
Yeah, hey, Berlin got a show yesterday.
Yes.
I know we're not a neutral perspective here, and we're talking about it from the losing perspective, obviously.
Yes.
But that was a hell of a football game they got to watch.
It was a good game.
Yeah,
it was a good game. It was just frustrating. It was frustrating because your team lost.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was a good game.
It was a really good game. It was an enjoyable game until the end, obviously. Yes. But anyway, we'll get back into that in about 15 minutes. Let's start here with what?
Nothing. Okay. I'll show you the break.
With what the Seahawks did to the Arizona Cardinals yesterday and DeMarcus Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
Brissett hits his back foot. He gets hit as he throws. The ball's picked up. It's going the other way. It's DeMarcus Lawrence. He's going to walk in. Touchdown, Seahawks, if it stands. Ball bounces. Are you kidding me? It goes to D-Law again. Another touchdown. Seahawks. Holy catfish.
Holy
lightning strikes twice for the Seahawks defense.
Really?
Brissett rears back to throw. Gets hit. Arms not going forward. Ball bounces right to DeMarcus Lawrence. His second touchdown of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know why Steve Vrabel says holy catfish.
Oh, really?
He always has.
Oh, okay.
It's always been very silly.
They're good, man. Seattle's good.
They're a good team.
Now, they didn't play their best. They beat the hell out of it. Like, Sam Darnold was fumbling and dumbling and all that stuff. They ran the ball pretty good with, what's his name, Charbonnet?
Yeah, Zach Charbonnet.
And Kenneth Walker. Seattle's pretty good, man. They're good on the road, and then they got the 12th man. Even though they're finally above 500 at home, they're a good football team, man.
Let's look at some of these division leaders right now.
Okay.
No surprise that the Eagles are leading their division.
Got a big one tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
Big one tonight.
No surprise. I mean, the Packers, Lions, and Bears are kind of all.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Kind of all. But the AFC division leaders, not what anybody saw coming.
No.
Patriots are 8-2.
No.
Steelers are 5-4. They're in the lead for now.
Yes.
They're going to get walked down. Colts are 8-2, and the Broncos are 8-2.
Yes.
If I gave you the four division leaders in the AFC right now, or every other team in the AFC that you think to represent that conference in the Super Bowl, who would you take?
Chiefs.
Okay, so you take the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, because I don't watch the Broncos play offense the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's not pretty at all, dude. It is not pretty at all.
I'll take an ugly 8-2, though.
You damn sure right I would.
I'll take an ugly
4-4. You damn sure right or real.
Matthew Stafford, I don't understand how he's doing this.
They're so good,
but
man.
He did it again. Let's hear some of it.
Second down and goal from the 2. Helmet high snap. Looking left. Throws that way. And it's caught for a touchdown. Devontae Adams. Touchdown, L.A.
That's 4 touchdowns again for Matt Stafford in a game. That's 3 in a row now.
No interceptions.
No interceptions.
Yes.
He had to get an epidural to practice in August.
Remember that?
He's going to have to medically retire. No, he's having the best year of his career. He might. Who knows? I mean, I know right now probably – Jonathan Taylor's the MVP frontrunner after what he did yesterday. Matthew Stafford's in the conversation, man.
He's playing his ass off. The 49ers, I mean, they're just so banged up, man. They're so banged up. But Mac Jones had another nice game. I thought Devontae Adams just showed he hurt his oblique, so I don't know how long he's going to be out, but he had a good game yesterday. Good to always see Pooh out there. God love me some Pooh and Nacua. But, the Rams might be the best overall team in ball. They're about offense, defense, coaching, everything, right, man. When we talk about drafting your guys, things like that, man, they are pretty damn good, man. They are pretty good. I had Baltimore a nice win yesterday.
Yep.
J.J. McCarthy is growing pains.
Young quarterback.
Yeah, man, same thing a lot with like the Falcons going through. Because I know I saw that the face of damn Justin Jefferson. He's like, come on, man. Come on, man. I just throw it in my vicinity.
I'll get it.
He threw a damn punt. To JJ yesterday. Like, what the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, they got to play him though. Yeah. They got to find out what they have and get him, bring him along, and all that. But yeah, 20 of 42 for JJ McCarthy. Not pretty.
Yeah.
Better than 12 of 28 though, percentage wise.
Yeah.
Ravens win again, though. They're going to keep doing that.
Yeah,
they'll be leading that division by next week.
Yeah, because the Steelers lost last night. And what'd you say? He looks old.
Aaron Rodgers looked real old last night. Like, he wasn't moving
man.
In that game.
Good
last
for the Chargers, man. I mean, you want to talk about a team that is just beat up. Hey, Bo, could you play 51 for me, please? Because this dude right here, I mean, it's amazing when you get certain guys back in your organization, man. And Keenan, I love Keenan. Big fan of his, and for him to be back in that Charging, he broke my man Gates' record last night.
And there's a toss.
There you go.
That's it. Keenan with the record. Congratulations, Keenan Allen. That is reception number 956. Teammates surround him.
God, that's a lot.
Standing
a lot
ovation. All these Charger fans stayed in primetime. He is now the Chargers' all-time receptions leader, passing Antonio Gates.
That's insane.
Good for him, man.
956 catches?
Yes.
You got to play so long and be healthy for so long to do that?
And get a whole lot of vibe, because he was 100. He was going to get 100 every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when Phillip was there, he was going to get 100 every year. You know, you're going to get your 100 catches for a little bit over 1,000 yards.
Gates had to kind of love it when he left to go to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay, good.
Yeah, but then he came back.
And then he came back. He's like, damn it. What?
Then he came back.
What do you mean he's signing with the Chargers?
Yeah, then he came back.
That's terrible. Yeah. Look, man, I mean, there's just – you just know certain guys are going to get their team playing well. Jim Harbaugh just wins. Like, to have both of their tackles, like all-world $100 million
tackles, brother,
out, and one of them in training camp, and then Alt goes out earlier this season – to be where they are right now, at 7-3, and the way they do it, I mean, they're just such a well-coached, hard-nosed team. Same thing with the Patriots. Yep. Like, I didn't know it was going to happen this fast, because I didn't know Drake May was as good as he is.
Yes, this kid can go, man.
But we knew Vrabel was going to get it right there, and he has. They're 8-2. Like, I don't know.
This dude can play. That young man can play. He got the right play caller, and they're playing so good around him, Bunk. Like, who knew Mac Hollins was going to lead them in reception yesterday? Mac damn Hollins, what a touchdown catch by Diggs. Just clutch. The Bucs are hanging on, bro. They're so banged up on offense, and they're just hanging on. And yesterday, give them all the credit. But the fluke is a fluke yesterday with the Saints going to Carolina. I mean, I don't know, me and you, we talked about it on the air that we just talked, and I was like, man, Carolina, they might have a chance to be 6-4. You were like, they're not that good. I was like, that might be 6-4.
Yeah.
And second, and I'll be dog on if they don't let the Saints come into their house and beat their ass.
Game ball, Tyler Shuck.
Yes, no doubt about it.
First
man.
Win, 282 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dowell, like, he going to be a problem. Like, last time he was pissed off, he ran all over Dallas.
Yeah, 200 and something.
Yeah. So you don't think they watched the hell out of this film from yesterday? Because they come – that's who they got next, right?
That's right.
I don't know who the Falcons play after week in week. We got – it don't really matter. But so we know the first thing they got to do.
Does it make
stop
a difference?
That guy. They got to stop this guy.
Yeah, they play the Carolina Panthers. Yes. Now, the Falcons should be motivated because they got embarrassed by the Carolina Panthers 30-0
whipped
earlier this season, right? Like that. You know,
but that's why this is gonna win, dude. 4-7, right?
Yeah, it would be 4-6.
Four and six. You're still there. 3-7. Man, let's go start up. I refuse to do that. I refuse to start looking forward to next year.
Yeah. There's no reason to. Because we don't even we wouldn't know anything about what to say.
Yeah.
That's you get the 7 losses in this year's AFC or NFC.
The NFC is stacked.
It is. There's a lot of really good teams in the NFC.
Yes. And that you might get 3 out of 1 division. No, the West is not that good because San Fran's going to fall off. But you look at
they're 6-4. But you're right.
Yeah, you're only going to get one in from the East because Dallas, many moves they made, they're not getting back.
You know where the Falcons are right now in the NFC?
They're like 9th, right?
13th.
The 13th?
They're 13th in the NFC.
How many teams are in the NFC?
16.
Okay.
Bam. So pretty close to the bottom. Seahawks are 7-2. Eagles are 6-2. Could be 7-2 after tonight. Packers are 5-2-1. Bucks are 6-3. Rams are 7-2. Lions are 6-3. Dan Campbell took over play calling yesterday,
crazy,
too, by the way. They put up a 40-burger.
Yeah, put up a 40-burger.
Bears are 6-3. 49ers are 6-4 with the tiebreaker over the Falcons. Panthers are 5-5. Vikings are 4-5. Cowboys are 3-5-1. That tie's got them ahead. Cardinals are 3-6. Some tiebreaker winning percentage in conference games. Mm-hmm. Has them ahead of the Falcons. And there you have it.
Yeah, man.
In 13th place.
But you're like close with 12 and 11.
You're almost there. You're almost a top 10 team in the NFC.
Oh, my God. Sports what Radio 929 The Game is your home for live college coverage here in Atlanta. Starting every Saturday at 8 o'clock. Get your day started with college ball game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop where you can get UGA and all and other school stuff. I'm not going to say their names. There's a fan shop. Join my man John Fricky, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman. They set the stage for all the big matchups. At 6:30, we have a doubleheader on Sports Radio Night in the Game, Florida at Ole Miss, followed by TCU at BYU.
BYU needs that one.
Yeah, they do because they got thoroughly manhandled.
Yeah, they got smoked. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll get back to talking about what happened with the Falcons yesterday. You can go yesterday, you can go last 4, you can go all see, whatever. It's up to you. Floor is open as always. We'll talk to Falcons fans next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
PNC Supply, in-app
only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Because we're taking calls?
Okay. I accept. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you.
The telephone man.
Oh, dude, you could tell, like, Samuel Randy that I was not singing the hell out of this song. Like,
you probably were.
It's the telephone. Oh, man. You could tell me I was on the knee.
Yeah.
Number. I get a click every time. Damn, Vic Newman's still alive?
I don't know.
Dude, you know, when you were home from school, your mama didn't watch them stories?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Grandma used to watch them stories, Young and the Rationalists, and they go Victor Newman. Vic Newman was old when my grandma was, when I was like three. So he got to be like 90 on
I think my mom used to watch General Hospital.
Yeah, my mom used to watch this right here, right? This is right here, Young and the Rationalists.
Okay.
With Victor Newman.
Old was
ass.
It good?
I was a little kid, dog. Oh. I know, like, there was two things you didn't do. You didn't turn off the VCR. Oh, the mama was recording.
Sure, got to record
it. Yes, she's recording it at work. And you better not erase it or copy over it.
Right.
Okay. And you better answer that phone if she forget to record it. You know, it's just certain things that you, like, Young and the Wrestlers got you leaking, man. Young and the Wrestlers got you leaking. If you messed up mama stories, well, you get your head knocked. Victor Newman, she played by Victor. My mama did not play by Victor Newman.
Okay. Good. That's all good information that we now all have. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Falcons have lost their fourth straight game. They are 3-6, losing in overtime yesterday in Germany to the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to talk it out. Cam is in Fayetteville. Hey, Cam.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say I think it would have been cool if the station, like, sent y'all out to Germany and y'all did, like, a show from Germany with all the locals that went over there.
That would have been awesome.
And
they ain't gonna let us go that far.
I was going to say something else, but I really forgot what I was going to say. But I think the Falcons should have won this game. They should have won the last one. And... yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say, but I appreciate y'all.
Well, they'll do that to
you. Hi, bro.
They'll do that to you,
yes,
Cam.
Yes, they will, man.
That would have been really fun. That would have been awesome. Maybe next time. Because they're going back. I mean, that's the thing. These international games are going to be even more frequent as we go along. So maybe we'll get there someday. It would have been a pretty funny thing, though, to be like Randy's grand return to Germany.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Will they let him back in?
Will they let him back in? All right, guys.
Will he get kicked out again?
I made it through customs.
It would have been a really funny promotion. Yes,
I made it through customs, guys. Okay, now let's see if they're going to let me out of this door. give the guy.
Yeah, but no, they had opportunities to win the last two games for sure.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's, I don't know, like, is it more frustrating to lose a game like yesterday than it is to get beat 34-10 by the Dolphins? Is it? I mean, they're all different flavors. Yeah, for sure. But like the Dolphins one is just like, is this franchise even competent?
Yes.
And then yesterday, it's like, oh no, they've got a lot of really good players.
They do. They have good players, man.
And guys are making plays. They just don't always make them in the biggest moments, and they come up short. So again, the ones to Carolina and Miami are inexplicable.
They're bad losses. Embarrassed.
Yesterday is how teams lose games in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like that tends to be what happens.
I agree. Can't convert on third down.
But unfortunately, you don't get the benefit of that when you've lost three in a row.
Age just told me in my ear the Giants have just fired Brian Daboll.
Okay.
Yeah, because and it's crazy because I had wrote down a stat this earlier today that said they have four losses when leading by double digits in the second half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. And this is without all their players.
Yeah, everybody's either gone or hurt.
Yes. You know, they might have the most underachieving unit, their defense. Mm. I thought they were going to be so much better.
Yeah, their defensive line specifically. Like, there's a lot of really good, talented players on that line. Yeah. All right, Ron's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I think, Andy, you hit it right on the point that they've played good against good teams and bad against bad teams. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that? I mean, I don't get it. But
yeah, it's a good question.
They seem to play, they bring out the best of them against the better teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. I mean, they beat the Bills, who are, I don't know, maybe the Colts are the best team they've played.
Yeah.
But they took the Colts to overtime. You can hang up on Ron. We got it. And you know, the Patriots are a really good team. They were right there with them. And they got beat by 30 by the Panthers.
But we've been saying that.
Yeah. They play, why?
I don't
why
know.
Why do teams do that?
I don't know.
Play up or down.
I don't know. But it happens. You know, that's the thing about it. Take it from a guy who's been on losing teams and beat the hell out of winning teams. Beat teams that are going to the Super Bowl. It's just one of those things when it's just your day. And a lot of it, it's weird that it happens that way. But it's one of those, like, avalanche snowball effects where it just takes one thing to go wrong and you just can't overcome it. And everything just keeps piling up and piling up. And then another time, it's, you know, you look at the Carolina, it was just their day. It was just their day in Charlotte today. It got off the rails quick for Atlanta. They couldn't get back in. The Miami loss is the one I can't explain.
Yeah.
That's what, like,
that's the worst one.
Yeah, like what happened in Charlotte, you get your teeth kicked in sometimes. You do. But what happened to the Dolphins.
At home
yeah. was the worst one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. There's plenty to power rank,
yes.
Like we said
yeah,
earlier.
That was the bad one.
Yeah. But again, that also has happened in this stretch of yes. losses. So that happened, and then you followed it by losing again one that you could have won, and then followed it again by losing one that you could have won. Mm-hmm. So the memory of that one carries over to this one and to this one, and now you've got four in a row for the second season in a row.
Yep.
And you know, it all adds up. We don't get to separate. Well, this loss was actually kind of no, it wasn't. It was the same. Awful. And now they've lost four in a row, and they're 3-6, and the season is spiraling down the
spiraling.
Team. Denzer is on Glenwood Road.
What's going on, fellas? It's Denzel, to be exact.
Oh, man. Sorry, Denzel. There you go.
It's cool. I'm just kind of out of East Atlanta's own team, Glenwood Road, to be exact. Randy, I don't know if you remember, I saw you at Pasha on Friday.
Yes.
And I told you I was going to call in.
You did.
You know, speak to you, man. It was nice meeting you. And one thing I want to say about the Falcons, feel like we need more wide receiver help.
Yep.
The line can't pick up no blitz protection at all. Like I said, the play caller, I don't know if snow plays going across the middle. No seam routes or anything like that to be creative. Like I see other offenses like the Rams, the Chiefs, and the 49ers, etc. So I hope you can get better in that area. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Denzel.
Appreciate it. Yeah, nice meeting you too. I mean,
they threw it over the middle.
They
more.
Threw it over the middle more. They yeah. did. We asked for it. They threw it. Over. Yeah. They did. They did. They weren't very good at it, but they did.
It was one big one to Pitts late.
Yes. Was that? Oh yeah. You're absolutely correct. But I think you know. I mean. It's always easy to point out. Not every team has everything, you know. But when you have like the players that you were naming off, they got veteran quarterbacks that have done and seen it all, you know. And you just don't have that right now. You have a guy who is, you know, I don't because he's not regressing because he's not regret. What is he regressing from?
Right.
You know, he's a first year starter who you saw this from the guy that we think that a lot of people think might win the MVP and Drake May. He played just like this last year. It was just like this.
Yeah.
Up, down, wow, and then, oh.
Yeah. I saw a stat this morning yeah. on Twitter that had the side-by-side between Matt Ryan's first 11 and his first 11, almost the exact
yeah.
same stats.
Yeah. I mean,
almost the exact
same. It just happens,
again,
man.
It doesn't make anybody feel better
and
right no, now.
And it shouldn't.
Because you're supposed to win this year
yes.
and he's your quarterback.
Yes.
And that's, again, this is something that we continue to go back to every single week because we talked about it in the summer was – there's a lot of expectations and there's a lot of money spent here and there's a lot of draft picks here and there's a lot of this. You got a quarterback who's going to be making his fourth career start opening day.
Yeah.
That's a rookie. You're going to have a rookie quarterback throughout the season. Rookie quarterbacks play like this sometimes.
You know who would be great for this team?
Nobody wants to hear that,
you know,
but it's true.
You know who would be great for this team? Brian Daboll to be the OC. He'd be freaking awesome.
Well, he's available.
He's available. You want to bring him in?
You do like a Quinn Snyder?
Yeah.
Bring him in mid-season?
Bring him in mid-season. Let him do his thing right there.
Yeah. Because that part of it seems like, I don't know. We don't need to know who's getting fired and who's not. But like, there's no way that Zach Robinson's the OC next year.
No, but the timeline could work if Oklahoma State would just go ahead and, you know, make a hire. Forcing Raheem's hand to bring someone in.
You think Zach had a legit shot?
He keeps being the favorite.
Really?
I don't get it.
Yeah, and then they keep watching the games. And then they're like, nah, I don't know, not this week. Not
I thought after week. A couple weeks he'd be like, they don't want him anymore. He's still he's still like a huge betting favorite
really?
For Oklahoma State.
Really?
Interesting.
And just name it, man. Like, we're ready. They're ready. Let's go.
Good for him.
Abel driving.
Who says no?
Abel driving.
Good for him.
Them, apparently, at this point. Khalid is in Lovejoy. Hey, Khalid.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I feel like two things can be true. Pennants could be bad, but, you know, it's not time to give up on them. And then lastly, I don't know how much blame the special teams has been getting because they've just been terrible the entire season.
Well, we've talked about them.
They've been getting a lot.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot.
From 11 to 2.
Yeah.
I think they got mentioned they got mentioned first at the top of the show today because that's why they lost that game yesterday was allowing that 50-yard kick return with less than 2 minutes left in the game when you just took the lead and keep them out of field goal range. So,
irritating as hell.
It is. It's incredibly frustrating. Yeah. It's obviously the least talked about of the three phases.
Yes.
But we've talked about it a lot.
You gotta freaking cover, man.
But also I will say this, like, we have talked about the special teams a lot because the kicker is also part of the special teams, and they're on their third kicker already. That's like Zach Robinson is obviously in the crosshairs.
Yes.
But the special teams coordinator is going to get replaced too.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy how often we talk about
this. Yes, you're absolutely correct. He's going to be gone too.
Yeah. All right. Justin is in Danielsville. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, Andy and Randy?
Hey.
So, just something that this is a bigger picture than just what happened yesterday.
Okay.
I'll try to use this analogy if I can, real quick. If you're a chef and you screw it up in the kitchen, the night service and the menu's not going to go over well. We've made two pass mistakes in the last two drafts. When you have a plan and you don't stick to the plan, you don't have a plan. Hmm. We signed Kirk Cousins. We draft Michael Penix. Roma Dunze, Brock Bowers, Leyte Latu, Dallas Turner, Brian Murphy. Those are just a few names that got drafted after him. This past draft season, we sit here and say, all right, L.A., here you go. You can have our first round next year while you're going to go to the playoffs, and it looks like we're going to give you a top 10 pick. And we need this one player because we're going to be a playoff team. That doesn't seem to be the case. So you don't know how to gauge your team. You don't know how to read what potential you have and how you're going to go. There's just no plan. There's no organization. There's no – it sucks. It sucks.
Thank you, Justin.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes.
I mean, because the plan was Michael was not supposed to be playing.
Michael's not even supposed to be playing right
Michael's
now.
Michael's not supposed to be playing right now.
Again, this is don't mistake this as excuse-making or anything like that. But Justin's right. Their plan has flopped. Twice.
Right on his face.
But, Mike wasn't supposed to be starting until next year.
Yes.
Kirk was supposed to get 2 years at least, and who knows what
happens. 2 years of $100 million.
Which is why it was always weird anyway in the first place.
Yes.
Like, even if this goes perfectly, there's still going to be a top 10 draft pick not playing.
Yes.
Which, all right, obviously it didn't go perfectly. Did it go as bad as it possibly could have? Maybe.
Maybe.
It might have.
Yeah.
We're in the realm of it going as bad as it possibly could have gone. At this point, because you still have Kirk Cousins. You haven't even been able to flip him for anything. He's still on the team making $100 million holding the clipboard.
Yep.
And he played a couple weeks ago, and you got beat 34-10 by the Dolphins.
He did.
So, like, the plan might be the worst plan that we've ever seen. It's possible. Now, I will say, the two first-round draft picks from this year are playing very well.
Back-to-back games.
Those guys are playing really
game-changing plays.
Yeah.
I can't give you that. But
it's what we've been begging for
years.
But
he's talking about the fact that the way the Falcons are going, they're going to have a top whatever pick.
Yeah.
And the Rams will trade that.
Sure. Yeah, they'll flip it.
The Rams are not finna pick. I doubt the Rams Falcons pick and pick.
Unless it's like the fourth pick.
You know what I'm saying? Unless something like that.
I don't know. Who's the guy? Reuben Bain? I don't know. I don't. Some guy that they could get.
You put Reuben Bain with Jarrett Verse?
That's what I mean.
Good
like
Jesus Lord.
They might use it if they can get the most dynamic pass rusher in the draft. But they're not. They're going to flip it. They're going to flip it, get more picks because they're a
good organization.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy.
That can adjust from one to another.
Look at the way we finish each other's sandwiches.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the phone calls.
Appreciate y'all.
Really good, as always. We'll do it again. We need about 45 minutes, and then we'll do it again. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.